With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. Sports betting will soon be available in Montana, and this week, the Montana Lottery Commission approved the types of bets people can make on professional and collegiate sporting events. Under Wednesday's decision, wagering will be allowed on basketball, baseball, ice hockey, football, soccer, tennis, and other sports. Officials plan to start betting terminal installation in licensed locations during the second week of March. The Hardin City Council approved a new city police department on Tuesday, voting 5-1 for the proposal. Mayor Joe Purcell says the sheriff's office is currently paid about $500,000 to provide law enforcement. Those city funds would be appropriated to the new department. The Billings Gazette reports the police department is expected to cost $520,000 in its first year and $540,000 in its second. The Bighorn County Sheriff's Office did not return a call for comment. U.S. Interior Department officials released a new set of environmental studies today, hoping to bolster their case for easing restrictions on energy development, mining, and grazing in seven western states around, but not including Montana. A federal judge in Idaho blocked the Trump administration plans last year over concerns for the greater sage grouse. Assistant Interior Secretary Casey Hammond says the new studies clarify what steps the government will take to conserve sage grouse habitat. The Interior Department opened a 45-day public comment period on the studies, which cover millions of acres of public land. The state health department's most recent flu update describes the virus as, quote, widespread, unquote, across Montana. Everett O'Brien reports more than 900 new flu cases were tallied last week.
Influenza activity continued to increase during the seventh week of Montana's flu season. Season to date, state health officials say there are now over 6,000 flu cases and almost 300 hospitalizations. Six influenza-related deaths have been reported. All but one of those fatalities were people aged 65 and older. All Montana counties report at least one flu case. Health officials say the influenza shot is your best protection against the flu. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says this year's flu vaccine is 45% effective in preventing the flu. Perhaps not exactly a home run, but much better than this time last year when the flu shot's effectiveness hovered around 29%. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A public candlelight memorial will be held this weekend in honor of a 12-year-old Montana boy who was beaten to death. The hour-long vigil for James Alex Hurley takes place Sunday at 5 p.m. at Pioneer Park in West Yellowstone. Blue glow sticks and ribbons for child abuse awareness will be available. Hurley died February 3rd, and his grandparents and a 14-year-old uncle faced deliberate homicide charges. Investigators say they found cell phone videos showing family members torturing and beating the boy in the months leading up to his death. He had been removed from school in September 2019. Attendees are encouraged to dress for winter weather and park along nearby roads. Community members will speak about community healing and grief resolution. Voters in southern Montana are gearing up to hear from Democratic candidates for governor and U.S. Senate in a debate tonight hosted by Gallatin County Democrats. It's the second time gubernatorial hopefuls Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney and businesswoman Whitney Williams square off this month. They first met in a forum in Billings last week. Tonight's debate is the first time Democrats vying for Senate will also share the stage. The Senate debate begins later this hour at Bozeman's Emerson Theater. The governor's debate begins at 8:30. Jenny McConaughey, Montana Public Radio News.